What is taught in this sutra is view of the Dhammakaya world, view of the world, which is Dhammakaya world and view of the world of Dhammakaya and Sammakaya and Nimakaya world. We say Shoho Jisso. Shoho Jisso. Shoho means various Dhamma or various being. Jisso is reality. So this is right view of life and the world. Life and world. Right view of life and world. Shoho Jisso. In which various famous Buddha's disciples and arahats and various Buddha, Sammakaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha and Nimakaya Buddha will appear. And I think it's better to start a little by little. The first chapter is introduction to the whole sutra. And it explains it describes the scale of this sutra. Thus I have heard, this is each sutra is all sutra. Sutras are started in this word, Nyoze Kama. Thus I have heard. At the the meeting or meeting of the compilation after Buddha passed away. The leading disciples recited Buddha's words. So he starts, you know, thus I heard, thus I heard. He says, you know, thus I heard. So, all sutra are supposed to be told by Buddha, but it is not actually so. But the form of sutra is, it is a kind of form of the sutra. To start with, thus I have heard. Thus have I heard once upon a time. It doesn't say when. Once upon a time, a lord was staying at Rajagriha, on the Gurihara Rakta mountain with the numerous assembly of monks, 1,200 monks, all of them arahats, standing free from depravity, self-controlled, thoroughly emancipated in thought and knowledge, of noble breed, like unto great elephants. Having done their task, done their duty, acquired their charge, acquitted their charge, reached the goal, in whom the tie which bound them to existence were wholly destroyed. Those minds were thoroughly emancipated by perfect knowledge, who had reached the utmost perfection in subduing all their thoughts, who were possessed of the transcendent faculties. Eminent disciples such as the Venerable Ajnata Kondiya, the Venerable Asbhajiti, the Venerable Basava, the Venerable Mahanaman, the Venerable Badrika, the Venerable Mahakasyapa, the Venerable Kasapa of Urvira, Urvirva, the Venerable Kasapa of Nadi, the Venerable Kasapa of Gaya, the Venerable Sariputra, the Venerable Maha Maudikar Yayana, the Venerable Maha Katiyayana, the Venerable Aniruddha, the Venerable Divata, the Venerable Kapina, the Venerable Gavampati, the Venerable Kirindapata, the Venerable Bakira, the Venerable Baharaba, Baharadbhaga, the Venerable Maha Kaustira, the Venerable Nanda, the Venerable Panda, the Venerable Sandra Nanda, the Venerable Purna Maitreya na Putra, the Venerable Sputi, the Venerable Rahula, with them yet other great disciples as Venerable Ananda, still under training, and 2,000 other monks, some of whom still under training. The other masters, with 6,000 nuns having at their head, Maha Prajanapati, and the nun Yasuda, the mother of Rahula, along with her friend. Further, with 80,000 bodhisattvas, all unable to slide back, endowed with the spell of supreme perfect enlightenment, firmly standing in wisdom, who moved onward the never depravity. The never deviating wheel of the law, who had propitiated many hundred thousands of Buddhas, who under many hundred thousands of Buddhas and planted the roots of good, had been intimate with many hundred thousands of Buddhas, were in body and mind fully penetrated in with the feeling of charity, able in communicating the wisdom of the Tathagatas, and very wise, having reached the perfection of wisdom, denounced in many hundred thousands of worlds, having saved many hundred thousand myriads of cotes of beings such as Bodhisattva, Mahasattva. Manjushri as a prince, a prince lawyer. The Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Avalokiteshvara, Mahasattama Parapata, Sribhatanyaman, Nitayo Darukata. Sorry, this guy. I'm biting my tongue. Anik Patandara. Ratana Pani. Beishan Yagana, Pradana Sura, Ratana Kandara, Ratana Parava, Pana Kandara, Maha Vikurani, Tradio Treiro Kabi Karani Amantabi Karani Maha Prati Pana Sata Transmita Bihyakta Dharandara Aksani Mati Padi Masri Naksha Tragya. The Bodhisattva Mahasattva Maitreya, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Shinha. There are many names, but I will explain some of the important ones among those. Thus I have heard. Once upon a time the Lord was staying at Rajagriha. Vridarakta mountain with a numerous assembly of monks, 1200 monks, all of them arahats. Arahats, you know, the sravakas practice their way to attain arahatship. Arahatship is called no run. It means there's nothing to run when, nothing to study when they reach arahatship. The perfect being. But not Buddha himself, but next Buddha. But after, as you know, Mahayana Buddhist arrives, Arahat, above Arahat, and there is Bodhisattva and Buddha. But anyway, those who attained arahatship free from depravity, stainless. Stainless means who annihilated all the stains or all the evil desires, free from depravity, self-controlled, self-controlled is, yesterday I explained self-control and, to annihilate. Difference between self-control, the way of to control self or desires, and to annihilate desires. There's slight difference. Do you remember? you asked Sarya that question. Self-controlled, to control desires is more autumnal way, more, volunteer. You do it by yourself. That is self-control. To annihilate means, to annihilate something, because of evil, because some desires are evil. The desires, many desires we have, is not good, evil, so we have to annihilate, to get rid of it. It is more, this idea is more, profitable to more negative way. Self-control is more positive way. So this, you know, if you switch over practice of negation to practice of self-control, this your practice become more religious, in its true sense. It seems I it is, you know, actually this difference, divide Buddhism right into this attitude of annihilating or controlling something. You may not like both of them. You don't like to control your desire. No, that this is not, it may not be there. That is not there. But we have, you know, desire, limitless desire. So if you let all your desires go as they want, what will happen to you? So anyway, you must do something with it. And that is so. Do you agree with that? You may say, things as it is, desires as they are. Desires as they are does not mean to let them go as they want. Desires, when usually when we say desires, desires is not just desire. Desires plus something. That something can be various power or faculties you have. Even reason. Will, you know, acting with those limitless desires. Limitless desires, you know, by aid of all the faculties we have, it will extend itself, themselves, until we get lost. So something should be done with it. So first step should will be to know what it is and how they work. When you know what it is and how they work, then you will know how to develop it. But that is actually our practice. So this kind of effort is tentatively, I call it self-control. Control desire. A word will not be is not so good. But you may find out some good, beautiful, fancy word for that. But actually, what I mean is to know what is, you know, our desire, nature of desires, and how it works. What kind of friends they have, and which friends, what kind of, with many friends, what kind of thing they do. should be known by to us and develop it appropriately. It's self-control. So instead of annihilating it, we should know what it is. In this case, no. Furthermore, in this case, instead of attaining arahatship, trying to attain arahatship by annihilating one by one, you will develop your desires, the way it opens, to develop it and to annihilate. One is negative way, the other is positive way. And Buddhism is divided into Hongakumon. Hongakumon means to start from, Buddha, and work on our desires, including our human world, starting from Buddhahood, and work on our world and our desires. The other is to attain enlightenment. From one is from bottom to the top. The other is from top to the bottom. Hongaku and shikaku. Shikaku, hongaku is home means origin. Kaku is enlightenment. Shikaku is beginning of the enlightenment. It means that to begin with something, to begin with annihilating greed, we will annihilate more subtle desires. Till we attain enlightenment. This is shikaku. But the other is starting from Dhammakaya Buddha, Buddhahood, or Sambhogakaya Buddhahood, and come down to our world to help us. Hongakumon and shikakumon. And it looks like two ways. Those two ways are quite different ways, but actually what we do is not different. To annihilate or to control it, it's the same thing, because desires is coexistent with our being. That I am here means desire is here. coexistent. If you annihilate all the desires, you don't survive. Coexistent. So, to annihilate means actually to control it. Because you cannot annihilate it. That is, feeling is, looks like you, if you say, cut down all the desires. That is, strong feeling of controlling it. If you cut down, you will die. But that much, confidence is necessary. So we say annihilate. But this is more if you extend this kind of practice seriously, this kind of practice end in asceticism. So actually, those practice is the same. If you know the real nature of desires and how desires work, the same thing. But if you think that this is evil desire, we should get rid of it. And if you worry about it, then that is not our way. So maybe better to understand, maybe better to say, to control it. So it says here, to control it. But Sravakas, it is more annihilistic way. With numerous assemblage of monks, 500,000, all of them arahats, stainless, free from depravity, self-controlled, thoroughly emancipated in thought and knowledge. Thought and knowledge. It is necessary to be emancipated from thought and knowledge. And they are of noble breed, like unto great elephants. This is, in India, there was strong feeling of class discrimination. So elephants, having done noble breed, like unto great elephants, having done their task, done their duty, all the, having task to annihilate evil desires, done their duty, to attain emancipation, acquired their charge, acquitted their charge. Acquitted their karmic life, charge, reached the goal of Arahat, in whom the ties which bound them to existence were wholly destroyed. We have Buddha nature. But at the same time, the Buddha nature is covered by something. First of all, ignorance. This point should be explained clearly, but I don't think I have so much time. So, figuratively speaking, you know, it is our desires looks like cloud for the moon. Figuratively speaking, it is so. But it is not so, actually. But if there is cloud, it should be destroyed. No. Were wholly destroyed, whose minds were thoroughly emancipated by perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge is wisdom. Perfect wisdom means wisdom is different from wisdom to know something. But anyway, perfect. When we say perfect knowledge is knowledge is not dualistic. Knowledge in dualistic sense. Who had reached the utmost perfection in subduing all their thoughts? Wisdom, perfect knowledge is called wisdom. Perfect wisdom is called non-discriminative wisdom, or non-judgment wisdom, or non-thinking wisdom. And unless we subdue all our thoughts, we cannot have perfect knowledge. Who are possessed of transcendent faculties. Transcendent faculties is there are many faculties. Clear, buoyant, or to hear something in distance, to see through or some substance, and this kind of faculty which Arahat has. Those were, you know, there when those arahats were there when this sutra was told. And next one, next group were one of the next group were eminent disciples, like 10 disciples of Buddha. And I will, I should explain one by one, but I will explain the most important one, 10 eminent disciples, or 4 Sravakas, eminent Sravakas. Sravakas is also Buddha's disciple, you know. The Sravakas what the direct disciples are Buddha. So we call them Theravada. Theravada is old disciples or senior disciples. But the five disciples Kaundinya and they are Asvajiti was disciples who to whom the first sermon was told by Buddha. Originally, those five disciples were Buddha, his men, Shakyamuni Buddha's Siddhartha's men, when he escaped from the castle. Those five men followed him. And as you know, after he, when Shakyamuni Buddha gave up asceticism, they thought, my master is not strong enough, so he gave up the practice. But we shouldn't. They continued to practice asceticism. But Buddha started to practice Zazen under the Bodhi tree and attained enlightenment. And he was thinking for 49 days. What should he explain his experience, and to whom he should tell his experience. And at last Buddha went back to five of his men and told the first sermon. Those are the five disciples. And next one, and 10 disciples will follow to those five disciples, with some other disciples. Thank you very much. We have time to...
Yes, we have 8 minutes.
Okay.
Are we Shravakas in that we are listening and learning from you? are the Bodhisattvas the ones of the Mahayana school, the younger generation, like who sort of split away from the elders and said, we don't have to, just because we didn't hear the Buddha directly, you can't, you know, we
yeah.
can still stand on our own feet.
You see, actually, this is, how Buddhism, developed. When I explain how Buddhism actually developed, from original Buddhism, I cannot say that this is also from Sravakayana to Mahayana. I should explain in order, you know, as it happens. But I am not telling you, you know. I am telling you Buddhism in terms of at least when I am explaining this sutta, I should explain it from the viewpoint of Mahayana Buddhism. This is Mahayana scripture. So for Mahayana Buddhists, there is no sravakas or pratyeka. Mahayana, through Mahayana, include everything. My name is Mahayana. Actually, Mahayana, when we discriminate, you know, it is Sravakayana. But actually, it should be Mahayana. What is wrong with them was too, you know, they were too much proud of their teaching as the direct disciple of Buddhism, saying that this is, you know, true Buddhism. And those who observe his precepts and those who can recite his teaching, Buddha's teaching, is priests. And those who cannot do that is not, is a layman. That was wrong. No. There are too much confidence within, in himself. So that is why we call them, they are just trying to save themselves, you know, helping themselves. But they do not help others. They do not help sentient beings. Or they are too much proud of his teaching. So they have in their mind there is no sense of peace. That is why they are called Hine. That was a mistake, but what their practice was good, and their understanding was, their, you know, knowledge was good at least.
So you speak of true wisdom being wisdom of non-discrimination. How are we to understand the emphasis placed on that ignorance is like clouds in front of the moon? It seems like there's a discrimination between clouds, like as we perceive the moon, there's clouds in front of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. It seems like that is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's so, you know, complicated. I didn't. Cloud. According to, you know, and Sravakas developed, you know, his rigid understanding or substantial understanding of Buddhism, and created, set up a kind of teaching like Kusha or Yusuke. Kusha. Yusuke is pretty good, but Kusha is very complicated. we call it to study Christianity takes 9 years, and to study music 3 years. Take 3 or 4. If you want to study all Hinayana philosophy, it takes 12 years. Even you devoted yourself to the study of Kushari Whisky, only it will take 9 years. So they set, established such fancy, complicated philosophy. So for some intellectual people, it may be interesting. But the more and more you will be involved in thinking Buddhism. And whereas Arahat, you know, direct disciples of Buddhism, Buddhist, Buddha, direct disciples of Buddha, were the people who subduing all the thoughts. You see, they went more and more wrong direction. That is why they are, you know, blamed. This is the point which they were blamed of. But originally, it was very good. So, in, especially in Soto, we every morning we recite sutra for Arahat. Sammyo Rokutsu, we say Sammyo Rokutsu Mappo Shobo Nikaisu. It means Sammyo Rokutsu is Arahat power of we should, you know, be like Arahat, who practice so hard Buddhism, and they devoted so hard, so well to Buddha. And we have to, although we are, right now we are in last period of Buddhism, but when we practice our way as Arahat did, then this time is not the last time anymore. This time is like a time when Buddha was here, was there. So Buddha should be with them, and Buddha is here. With this spirit, we worship Arahat every morning. So, we are very much critical with some kind of philosophy they create, very critical. But we respect their practice very much. Not teaching, but practice. Their sincerity.